进入新的一年，我们教会的主题仍然是健康成长。
So new year, our church's goal is healthy growth.
而我们教会如果要真正的成长呢，我们必须要让我们每一个信徒安逸的生活能够有跨越与进步，能够突破我们生命的瓶颈。
So in order to achieve that, we must change and improve to break through our life's bottleneck.
Yeah, 我们如果说在安逸中我们自己自我封闭，天天把自己关在房间里面打电动，就像你的孩子一样，就那虽然他很乖，不在外面惹是生非，可是他生活都这样继续孤立下去，也是非常不健康的。
So if I isolate ourselves and keep everything to ourselves, like some kids just playing video games inside their house, it's not healthy.
除非我们的生命能够有突破，否则的话，我们生命不能够经历更健康的成长。
Unless we have a life breakthrough, we cannot experience a healthy growth.
那你说生命的突破是不是要搞家庭革命啊？得付出头破血流的代价？那倒也未必。
So the breakthrough we're here referring is not necessarily like a revolution. It must be accompanied by sacrifice and casualties.
我们刚才所读的经文，我们看见这是当时摩西蒙召的一幕。
So the scriptures we have just read describe what had happened when God called Moses.
我们都知道摩西的生命基本上分成三个四十年。
So we know Moses' life was separated in about 340 years.
第一个四十年他在皇宫长大了，哇，享尽各样的荣华富贵，以为自己多了不起。
So the first 40 years he was grown up in palace.
第二个四十年呢，他躲在旷野里面，很消沉的，认为自己什么都不是，天天跟羊讲话。
And the second 40 years he spent in wilderness herding sheep.
最后的四十年，神大大的使用他来改变整个以色列的历史，带领以色列出埃及。
And then the third 40 years, God used him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那整个他生命改变的关键，就是刚刚我们所读的这一幕。
So how his life has been changed, it's described in the start with the scripture that we have just read.
我们可以看见当时摩西的生命呢，他在旷野里牧羊。四十年如一日，周而复始，相同的作息，他感到知足满意的。
So we can see Moses had pretty stable life, 40 years herding sheep in the wilderness.
你看四十年相同的生活，他从来不埋怨呢。
So 40 years, every day is the same. He never complained.
若以现在的语言来描述摩西当时的状况，可能我们可以说他看破什么？红尘啊，隐居深山野林，过着与世无争的陶渊明的这种世外桃源啊，他安分守己，不求荣华富贵，甚至牧羊牧了四十年，都还在牧他岳父的羊。
So if we use our modern view to describe Moses, we can say Moses have achieved the highest level of enlightenment. And living a quiet and isolated life, and law-abiding, no desire for money and power, being a shepherd for 40 years, still herding his father-in-law's sheep.
不像雅各，他也为这个牧他岳父的羊，不过几年他就发达了。
It's not like,
拥有自己属于自己的羊啊。
It's not like Jacob. However, he was a shepherd for his father-in-law also, but after a few years, he became very wealthy.
你说摩西真没出息啊，但宁愿说他是太知足了。
So, what do we think? We'd rather say Moses is content than useless.
也许你认为他没出息，他还自己自得其乐的认为说生活过得简单朴实一点，不是很好吗？你管别人管那么多干嘛
？So maybe Moses actually enjoyed it. Isn't a good life a simple life?
但很特别的是，我们看见刚刚这一幕，我们读的这段经文之后，整个摩西他的人生观啊，人生方向彻底的翻转改变了。
So what makes this story special is after what happened next, Moses' life was completely changed.
当然， 摩西可以继续他这样的生活下去，可是这不是上帝对他的心意。
And of course, if Moses chose to keep living his life as a shepherd, he could, but it's not what God has planned.
因为神已经为他预备一个另外一个特别的计划。
Because God has have a special plan for him.
同样，我也相信神也为你预备一个特别奇妙的计划。
And just like Moses, I believe God has a special plan for you.
那倘若你我不去探索，去积极明白神的计划，而消极的埋藏。埋没自己，隐藏自己，就不能够活出我们生命最大的价值。
So if we are unwilling to search and explore, to hide within ourselves, and we cannot explore God's plan, and we will not be able to live out an abundant life.
然后我们看见摩西他生命有了突破之后，他明白神的心意，并非要他把他的生命耗在这里，而是对摩西有一个重要的使命。
So Moses met God, and his life had a breakthrough. He understood he could not waste his life herding sheep anymore because God had given him a mission.
于是他真实的面对自己，突破自己之后，带来整个时代的改变。
So after he had breakthrough, and he changed the whole history.
尽管他当时已经八十岁了，可是他能够带出祝福。影响整个世代。
However, he was already 80 years old, but he led Israelites out of Egypt.
那今天我们也来思想，我们的生命也是如此的。不管你今年多年纪多大，神要使用你来改变整个环境，神是可以的。
So same to us, it doesn't matter our age. If God wants to use you, you can change the world.
前提就是你也要来经历你生命的突破。
But we have to seek and have this life breakthrough experience.
我们要从摩西他生命的突破当中，我们一起来学习有三方面，你也可以经历生命的突破。
So, let's learn through this scripture, according to Moses' experience, that we can also have the breakthrough in our lives.
好，第一是登山敬拜，也就是经历建立灵修的习惯。
The first one is worship on the mountain. Build up your regular devotion. Let's read the first chapter. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
好，这里描述了有一天，摩西呢带领他的羊到野地去，就到了神的山，也就是何烈山。
So it was described, Moses one day brought the sheep to Horeb, which is the mountain.
那很奇怪的，在这里有没有注意到，神没有指示当年就像亚伯拉罕献以撒一样，到某一个特定的一个地点，特殊的这个指标，精确的位置，一公分都不差啊，竟然来到一个很平常的一个事件，就是来到这里哈，然后跟他过去没有什么差别，哎，就是这里，然后呢，就是神的山和烈山。
So we can see here, God didn't call Moses as he called Abraham and Isaac to go to a specific mountain, to a specific location. And Moses just did what he normally do for the last 40 years.
那过去也没看到这里一个招牌写说，哎，神的山和何烈山也没有这样写啊。
And also in the past 40 years, and then there's no sign saying, hey, this mountain is the mount of God.
那请问为什么这里要特别说？这何烈山就是神的山呢
？But why here it says Horeb, the mountain of God？
我相信这一定不是神责备摩西说：“哦，你住在这里已经四十年了，都不知道这个地方是神的山啊，何烈山啊。我相信不是这样子、啊。
”So I don't think here God trying to blame Moses for not knowing that Mount Horeb is the mountain of God for 40 years。
也不是警告说：“哎，这个是属于神的哈，此地。”这个是禁地，不是摩西的地盘，不准越界，也不是这样子。
And also, it's not a warning either that the mountain belongs to God. You cannot come over.
那为什么神的山是何烈山，不是西乃山啊，不是锡安山啊，或者是橄榄山啊
？So why here we say Mount of God? Why it's Horeb, not Mount Sinai, not Mount Zion, not Mount Olive?
其实神的山呢，不要以为是在中东以色列某地，或是 在任何的一个地点，更确正确的说，神是无所不在的，凡是可以让你经历神同在的地方，就是神的山。
So in fact, the mountain of God, don't think it's limited in the Middle East region. God is omnipresent. Any place God meet with you is a place of God. It's a mount of God.
摩西因为在那里遇见神了，所以对他而言，这就是神的山。
So Moses met with God. So to Moses, this place is a mountain for God.
对你而言呢，你神的山可能就是你每一天读经祷告，向神敬拜，与神交通，经历神同在的地方。
So to you, this mount of God maybe is a place where you read his words, where you worship.
这可能是你的书房，也可能是你每天工作的办公室。
It could be your study room or your office.
礼拜五我们看了一部电影，对于那个女主角来讲，她的这个制衣室一个房间就是她就是神的山。
So Friday we watched a movie for that the main character, the workshop of hers,
the closet
of hers is the mount of God.
著名的劳伦斯他写了很多灵修书籍，可是你知道他是一个厨师。
So
对他而言，神的山就是厨房。
So we know the famous author Lawrence. He wrote a lot of spiritual study book. He is a chef. To him, his kitchen is his mount of God.
因为那是他每天敬拜可以与神相遇的地方。
Because that's the place he worshipped God and met with God.
就算在忙碌的厨房，你也可以与神相遇的。
Even in the busy kitchen, you can have a connection with God.
有一次我遇到一个小朋友，非常小的朋友，跑来问我。So, 牧师，请问啊，我可不可以在厕所祷告
？So one time, a little kid came to me and asked me, Pastor, do you think I should pray in the bathroom？
假如在厕所，你如果经历神的同在，对你而言，神的山就在那里。
So, but I say, if you can experience God, even in your bathroom, that's the mountain of God.
所以当你经常能够登山敬拜灵修祷告，你就可以经历神的同在。
So when you worship him and he will meet with you.
那我们的问题是，为什么你要经历神的同在？
But our question is, why do you want to experience God?
你知道约瑟因为有神的同在，无论他处在任何艰困的环境，就算被人陷害，被人误会，他都可以化险为夷，凡事尽都顺利。
So we can see Joseph doesn't matterhow dangerous situation he was in and how many people trying to harm him, God protects him and God makes way for him.
保罗旅行步道有神同在，即使面对各样的危险，甚至被关在监狱里面，一样可以逢凶化吉。
So when Paul was on his missionary journey in danger or in jail, God brings him to safety.
圣经有太多的例子说明神同在，所以可以带出的能力。
So every time, and there are so many similar stories in the Bible.
那今天我们不管你所面对的环境如何，无论是工作，无论是家庭，无论是个人，甚至是教会的问题，只要有神的同在，有他的看顾、保守、带领，你就可以经历真实的平安，你就可以重新得力，跨越艰难。
So today, it doesn't matter what we're facing, problem at work, problems at home, personal challenges, or even difficulties at church. If God is with us, with his protection, we can experience true peace and regain our strength.
所以我们都需要像摩西一样登山敬拜。
So we all need to be like Moses to worship God on the mountain.
但这登山并不一定是要专程跑到祷告山啊，参加特会啊。只要任何可以让你感受神同在的地方，都是对你来讲都是神的山。
So it doesn't have to be on the mountain or join some special prayer meetings, but if you meet God under some circumstance, under those circumstances is great. But anytime, anywhere, if you experience God.That's the place of worship.
当然我们同意，像上礼拜我们去参加美西差传特会，那种几千人的四千人的这种大型特会，会帮助我们更经历神的同在。 我们不否认那些。
Of course, we cannot deny the great gatherings that for 4,000 or 5,000 people, yeah, we got a great connection with God.
我们也不否认每一个礼拜天我们来敬拜的时候，弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，我们领受到在敬拜当中领受到神的同在，我们也不否认。
And also, we do not deny every Sunday when we worship God together, we can experience His presence.
但是我们更应该期待是我们每一天你的经历。因为每一天我们都需要神。
But I want to emphasize this here is every day. Every day we need to experience God.
新年新的开始，我们在周报上都有印出新的计划。我们盼望我们也能够有一个养成固定灵修的一个习惯。
So new year, new beginning. On our bulletin, we have this everyday studies. So hopefully we could establish this habit.To do our Bible study every day.
让我们每一天都经历神的同在，好不好？
So let us experience God every day.
好，第二个是要领受异象。
So the second one is receive the vision.
好，让我们一起来读第二节跟第三节。
Let's read together 2 and 3. When the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within the bush, Moses saw that though the bush was on fire and did not burn up, so Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight.Why the bush does not burn up?
好，摩西在登山敬拜中领受了荆棘火焰的异象。
So Moses experienced a vision of the burning bush.
好，就是神的使者透过这一幕向他显现，哇，这是一个很特殊的现象哎。
So God showed himself in this way.
我们看在那个Thomas大火啊，这烧了已经把28万公顷的土地烧光了。
So we see the Thomas fire.
Thomas fire.
Oh, it's burned up 28,000 acres. 280,000. 280,000 acres.
破掉啊，整个历史记录。
And it's break the historic record.
哦，这个烧都烧不停了哈，停不下来，一烧就没了哈。
So the fire cannot be stopped.
可是我们可以看见，在山上，它这个也是同样一个大火，可是烧，哎，烧了却烧不坏啊。
But we can see the strange thing here is the bush was on fire, but it's not consumed.
No, 我请问大家，这个异象是什么？是荆棘的火烧不灭，还是呢这个荆棘被火烧不坏？
So that I'll ask you a question. So this vision emphasizes is the flame keeps going or the bush is not consumed?
荆棘烧不坏，还是火烧不灭？有两个人回答我，其他不理我，然后有些人还在思考哈，到底是怎么回事？是手这个火烧不灭，还是这个荆棘烧不坏？啊，这样好了，荆棘烧不坏举手，荆棘烧不坏，哦，大部分的，好，好，很好，不错不错，你们有在思考哈。好，那我就请问。摩西看到这个异象，为什么不是火烧黄金钻石
？So then I ask you, so this vision, why does it not involve gold or diamond refined by fire？
这些东西本来就烧不坏嘛，但是荆棘最容易着火。
But because diamond and gold cannot be destroyed by fire, but bush, yeah, they got burned up quickly.
而且荆棘是最没有价值的东西呀、啊，神却让它烧不坏。哦，这就奇怪了。
And also, bush is the most worthless thing, but it cannot be consumed by fire.
我们常常听人说，哎呀，我为主大发热心哈，立志为主燃烧。只是过了没多久，哎，有些火就熄灭了。
So often we heard people said, "Oh, I have this fire inside of me, and I'll keep it the fire burning for the Lord." But after a while, the fire diminishes.
有些人浇灭了哈，但有些人说，哦 ，burn out 了。
So,
yeah,
some fire was distinguished, but some fire, and people said, I got burned out.
好，为什么会这样呢？
So why it happened?
我不晓得是不是因为个人的因素啊，服侍受到伤害，或是其他的原因。但是我相信这个火一定不是来自神的。
So many things can cause this result, such like personal character or being hurt serving the ministry. But I think if the fire...lit by God, it cannot burn up.
因为如果这是来自神的火，一定会让我越烧越旺盛。
Because if God light a fire inside of you, it will burn hotter and brighter.
而且重要是圣灵之火不会把我们烧坏的。
And also the fire of the Spirit will not destroy us.
如果你要经历生命的突破，你就要容许神在你身上有一种被火炼净的过程。
So if you want to have this life, breakthrough in your life, you must allow God to refine you with fire.
这就像被火燃烧的荆棘，虽然被燃烧的过程是痛苦，可是呢，重要的是那荆棘呢烧不坏的。
It's like the burning bush. However, it's on fire, but it will not be consumed.
神让我们经历这火烧熬炼的目的，是要让我们明白人是多么的有限与卑微。
So the purpose of it is to let us know how small we are.
但同时也让我们去理解，去认识神的无限与大能。
And also at the same time we see God's mighty power.
就是双方面我们都要这样的一个领受的。
So we should learn from those both sides.
摩西所领受的意象呢，就是神的大能要临到这不配的人身上，也就是他的生命突破的一个转捩点。
So Moses' story told us that God's power will be given to us as our life's turning point and breakthrough.
因为在面对他未来 人生的道路的挑战，他将被那永不烧尽的这个大能所遮所庇护。这也就是为什么摩西能够领受这个使命来带领以色列人出埃及。
So we know that God who showed himself in the burning bush will guide Moses and to protect him. That's one of the reasons why he can lead, let the Israelites out of Egypt.
在接下来40年的道路虽然艰苦，但是他却可以坚持到底，信心不被浇灭的原因。
And also, he can lead the Israelites even wandering 40 years in the wilderness.
我们要能够突破生命的突破，我们也需要像摩西一样先能够领受异象。
So in order for us to have a life breakthrough experience, we need to receive our vision also.
我们常常在问到底什么是异象。
So sometimes we ask, what is a vision?
异象是圣经中一个非常常见的词汇。
So the vision is a frequently used word in the Bible.
是一种从天上来的特别的看见、启示和引导。
It is something that people can see. It came from above and can give people guidance and revelation.
所以当人看见异象之后的反应呢，会感到恐惧、害怕、敬畏。
So also our response to the vision can be fear, awe, or feel self-unworthiness.
觉得自己与圣洁的神距离太遥远，就感到自己的污秽、败坏、软弱和不配。
And feels like, oh, we're so far apart from God. We feel our weakness and our unworthiness.
例如雅各，旧约雅各看见异象，他就惧怕说，哇，这地方何等可畏，我是不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
So, for example, when Jacob saw the vision, in his dreams, he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God and is the gate of heaven.
当以赛亚看见异象说，我祸哉，我有祸了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And when Isaiah saw the vision, he said, woe to me, since I'm one with unclean lips, live among people with unclean lips.
还有但以理，还有使徒约翰保罗看见异象共同的反应都是扑倒在地像死人一般。
So and also we can see also Paul and John when they saw the vision they fell to the ground like dead.
一般来说神借异象显现乃是要向人传达一个计划或者是一个使命。
So normally speaking God used visions to give us a mission.
因为神让人看见异象通常都是有一个目的的。
So usually God lets you see a vision. There is a purpose for it.
例如彼得他看见一个大白布中不洁之物的一个异象，叫他宰了吃了啊，这样一个异象呢，是要让他破除传统的束缚，接纳外邦人可以同得救恩。
So when Peter saw the vision of big white sheets come down from heaven with all unclean animals, and then God said, "Kill and eat." God gave this vision to teach Peter to be free from tradition to accept the Gentiles.
保罗他看见马其顿人求救的这个呼声， 的这个意象，是要让他扩展他侍奉的领域，将福音传到欧洲去。
So Paul received a vision of people in Macedonia asking for help, which makes him to expand his missionary trip to Europe.
所以保罗就对亚基帕王说：“我故此没有违背从天上来的意象。”
So that's why Paul said to King Agrippa, "I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven."
这是他一生的一个使命，没有违背意象，不是我做了多少事，不是的，是没有违背天上来的意象。
So that's his mission, that he said, it's not like my life, I have done so many, but he said, I have not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
那对于我们要如何理解意象呢？
So how do we understand vision?
我们可以分为狭义跟广义来理解。
So there are two different areas.
狭义方面，意象是神以特殊的方式给少数特别的人，在特别的时期有神特殊的目的。
So we can say one is being specific, with God use unique ways to give a specific person to achieve a special result.
那广义的方面呢，意象是普天，在普遍，在今天各世代当中，任何人都可以从神领受的。
And the other is a broad one for everyone to receive.
圣经告诉我们说，没有意象，民就放肆。
So Bible says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
但问题是，假设我们教会中每一个人都领受不同的意象，各执己见，那也很头痛的。
But if everyone receives a special vision, everyone insists on their own opinion, it's a headache too.
那为了避免引起混淆或麻烦，所以今天我们常将意象解释成愿景。未来的愿景。
So to avoid confusion, now we explain vision as something that are going to happen in the future.
所以在今天，全世界大多数的这个教会或是机构，他们都会定下意象，或是直接写成愿景。
So that's why most churches in the world now define vision as, or revelation as future goals.
作为他们未来的目标。
It's their future, it's a,the thing they want to achieve in the future.
那我认为在现今的世代当中，不管是愿景也好，是意向也好，都应该作为前进的目标，共同去努力完成的。
But to me, it doesn't matter if a wish or a vision. We should try our heart to accomplish the goal.
在狭义的角度上，除了教会领受，教会领袖领受主要的意向之外呢，在广义的角度上，我相信每一位基督徒也应当领受各种的意象。
So not only church leaders receive God's vision, every Christian also receive visions from God.
因为这是你生命中特别的，对你而言特别的启示引领。
Which is the special instructions and guidance God gives you.
不一定是一个做一个梦啊，或是魂游向外神秘的这种灵异经验，而是神给你的一种特别的看见或是特殊的感动。
So it doesn't have to come to you in a form of dream or through, but through things that you saw that gives you a special feeling, a sense of responsibility.
所以让你会有一种特别大的负担去保守它。然后呢，你就可以在困境当中坚持到底。
So when you have this sense of responsibility to accomplish something, and you can persevere to finish,
最终你就能够完成上帝在你生命当中的计划。
And then you can accomplish what God has planned for you in your life.
这就好比我们假设来说，我们要举办一个大扫除。
It's just for example, just like we organize a church-wide cleanup.
那我们就大家都来这里做清洁了。
So we all come here to clean the church.
就像我们圣诞节之前，我们有几位年轻人，他来教会自己说，我要当义工来帮你们做清洁。
So like before Christmas, we have some people show up say, "Hey, we want to voluntarily clean our church."
可是当他们来的时候，我们常常来都觉得很干净啊，我们都没有看到什么哪里有问题哈。可是当他们一看的时候，他们就找到不同的地方，他们就看到哪里有脏乱，他们就开始做清洁了。
So when you just enter the church, say, "Oh, it looks pretty clean," but if you look carefully, and then they'll eventually find some places needs to work.
如果这个越看就越多了，
And the more you look, the more areas needs to be worked on.
本来以为五分钟可以做完了，结果搞了最后搞了大概两个小时才搞完。
So sometimes you think, oh, I'll finish with quickly, but it end up lasting for hours.
每个人都会看见不同的这个地方的需要。
So everybody will see a different areas that need to be worked on.
只要你用心去观察的时候，那同样我们在想说教会，哎，我看见什么？教会的需要在哪里？
So it's the same thing for our church. You can say, what does our church need?
我相信神带领我们来到这个教会, 对于每一个人都有不同的托付。
I believe God bring us here in this church. He has plans for each one of us.
这就是上帝对你来讲你的意向。
So that's the vision that God has given you.
你看见了什么?
What have you seen?
我们常常就看而不见。
So sometimes we look, but we don't see.
但我很感动，是常常我就听到啊，有人告诉我，牧师，我发现我可以做这个，哎，我发现我可以做这个。So,
but I was moved. Sometimes people come to me and say, "Hey, Pastor, I think you can do this, or I can do that."
我以前呢，常常有人来告诉我说，牧师，请你告诉我啊，我可以做什么啊？我连扫厕所都愿意啊。So
and also, there's some people come to me and say, "Hey." Pastor, could you tell me what I can do, even clean the bathroom? That's before.
好多人要扫厕所，我可以弄一个清单，然后扫厕所的可能排队都排不完。
There are quite a few come to me willing to clean the bathroom.
我跟你讲，这扫厕所都排不到你的份。但是我发现我们不再这样子了，为什么？因为弟兄姐妹开始在发现他可以在这里做什么了。So
I think that's before, but now no longer. The same case because brothers and sisters start looking for things that they explore and find things that needs to be done.
因为我们越来越敏锐神对你的意向了。And
we're more and more sensitive to the visions that God gave us.
很多事情不要等着别人来告诉你做，你就去做，那是你领受的意向，这是你的看见。So
the things that you don't wait till people ask you to do and you do it voluntarily, that's your vision.
所以简单来说，你的看见就是你的意向。
So to be simply say, whatever you seen.
没有意向，名就放肆， 就是没有法纪， 任意妄为的意思。
So when we say, when there's no revelation and people cast restraint, that's the same. That's a reason why.
而且我要更说更严重的是， 没有意向的生命就是浪费生命。
But I have to tell you, the life without vision, it's a wasted life.
因为你永远都看不到自己。
Because you cannot see the purpose of your life.
神把你带领来一个计划，你也都看不见。
And then the God leads you here, and He has purpose in your life. You can't see.
那不是很可惜吗？
How wasteful that is.
神不是应许你有丰盛的生命吗？可是你怎么都看不到啊。
And God promised you life of an abundance, but you can't see. You can't find it.
我相信，只要你用心去看神在你生命的作为，你一定。
And I believe if you search for it and you'll find your vision in your life.
最后一个生命突破，最重要的是尊主为圣，保守圣洁的生活。
So the third one is stand in awe of the Lord and keep your life holy.
让我们一起来读第五节到第六节。
Let's read 5 and 6.
预备，请。
Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. At this time, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
好，一开始神就说不要进前来。为什么神不让摩西进前来呢？
So why didn't God want Moses to approach forward?
神不是喜欢人亲近他吗？
Doesn't God want people to come to him?
哦，原来是神不要人以随便的态度来亲近他。
So it doesn't mean that God does not want people to approach him. He doesn't want people to approach him lightly.
要先尊主为圣，因为神是轻慢不得的。
So we first need to respect God.
他是何等的尊贵，他是何等的圣洁，我们也必须圣洁才能够靠近他。
So he is holy and righteous. So in order for us to approach him, we need to be holy.
利未记十九章第二节这样说。 我们一起来读好吧。
Let's read Leviticus. Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
帖撒罗尼前书4章7节，预备， 来。
For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
希伯来书12章14节， 来。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
哦，我们明白了，圣洁的神希望我们来到他面前，可是我们也需要圣洁。
So now we understand God is holy. He wants us to come to him, but we need to be holy.
我们生命要突破，就要敬畏神，尊主为圣，过圣洁的生活。
So if we want to have a life breakthrough, we need to honor God, respect his holiness, to live a holy life ourselves.
这就是为什么神吩咐摩西将他脚上的血脱下来，因为他所站的之地是圣地。
That's why God asked Moses to take off his sandals because the place where Moses is standing is holy ground.
奇怪的，当时摩西是在野地啊，而且地上因为尘土很脏，所以摩西才穿上鞋子。那把鞋子脱掉，那岂不是更脏了？
So strange. Moses was standing in the wilderness, and why God asked him to take off his sandals, and then so his feet will get dirtier?
或是应该叫他脱帽啊，表示尊敬。 或是跪下，表示谦卑。
And so why ask him, didn't ask him to kneel down or other gestures of worship?
或者甚至俯伏，表示降服投降。那为什么要脱鞋呢？
And why just take off the sandals?
当然我们可以理解，鞋子乃是当时人身体上全身最脏的地方。
So of course we understand the shoes are probably the dirtiest piece of things people wear.
也象征了人沾染着世界上的污秽不洁。
And also represents the filth of this world.
所以因此脱鞋呢，就是脱下过去自己所沾染世上的污秽与不洁。
So take off the sandals can represent getting rid of the worldly things.
但你有没有想过说，为什么这个鞋子脱下来之后？ 上帝不预备一个新的鞋子给他穿上呢？
So have you ever wondered after Moses took off his sandals, why God didn't give him a new pair?
或者是他脱下之后让他漂浮在半空中，因为他脱下来站这个赤脚站在这个圣地，地上还有肮脏的尘土嘛。
Or why God didn't just simply lift him up in the air, but why God asked him to stand in the dirt barefoot?
所以脱下鞋之后，又踩下去，不是又脏了吗？
So take off your shoes and stand on the dirt. It doesn't make sense.
所以很奇怪啊，不知道怎么要脱下鞋，然后又，应该上帝给他新鞋，或者是把他吊在半空中，哇，那一幕一定非常的壮观的哈。
So we can imagine it's probably a really great scene, you know, if God lifted him up in the air.
但为什么上帝不这么做？
But why didn't God didn't do so?
其实真正的圣洁是关系着我们里面。
But holiness, I think, it has everything to do with our reaction to the outside world.
比如说我们华人有一个习惯，进入家里面我们都会脱鞋，美国人不这样的，但我们都有一个习惯，进入家里都脱鞋，是不是？
So like our Chinese, we have the habit of taking off our shoes before entering our house.
但是 你可以每一次都脱鞋，我们的华人这样的，可是这个家庭可能会还是处于一团糟。So, 他生命还是可以一团糟，就算你有脱鞋。So,
you can take off your shoes every time, but doesn't mean that your house will be clean.
这就是为什么耶稣说，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有什么？
So that's why Jesus said nothing outside a man can make him unclean, but rather it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean.
所以当摩西脱下鞋站在圣地的时候呢，就象征他里面的生命已经把自己分别出来，心思意念、意志情感已经毫无保留，降服在神的面前。这个时候，他就成为圣洁了。
So that when Moses took off his sandals, represent he gave up his will and humbled himself before God.
因此，保守自己过圣洁的生活， 不光是脱下鞋子，而是要彻底的脱下自己。
So to be holy is not only take off our sandals, but also take off ourselves.
保守圣洁生活，并不是说拥有崇高的道德生活标准，从不犯错，而是也不是说保守自己的行为规范啊，说话慎思熟虑，心思要毫无杂念啊，最好头上还可以发光的哈，啊，连微笑都要讲究的啊，标准动作啊。啊，不是这样子的。假如这样的话，我猜大概没有一个人可以达到这个标准，除非我们离开这个世界。
So to be holy is not to set the bar too high and never make a mistake. It's not overly watch what you do in order to not break any rules or not always say the right words. Even never have any bad thought or even smile has to be just right.
啊，有时候我们像我喜欢打。喜欢大笑的人哈，有时笑大大声的说这个笑的不圣洁哈，还有笑声还要圣洁。
I'm one who likes to laugh loud, but sometimes people say, "Hey, your laughter is unholy."
啊，到底怎么样的一个生活态度才是圣洁呢
？So what kind of attitude is holy?
那绝对不是一个外在的
，It's not outwardly，
而是里面的
，but inward。
除非我们离开这个世界，因为世界上的诱惑试探太多了。
So unless we leave this world, because there's so many temptations.
所以保守圣洁的生活乃是将自己分别出来给神，是为了可以活出神的荣耀。
So to live a holy life is to separate ourselves for God, to live for His glory.
而且我们要常常这样的操练，直到我们将来见主面。我们才能够真正达到完全圣洁。
So we can never stop improving, but until we see God, and we can never achieve 100% holiness.
但当我们越接近神，我们就会越经历他的圣洁。然后呢，越经历上帝的圣洁，我们就会越发觉自己的污秽。
So the closer our relationship with God, the more we'll experience His holiness. The more we experience His holiness, the more we'll see ourselves unworthiness.
哎，这有点矛盾哦，你们听有没有听出来？我们越追求圣洁，我们会越发现自己是何等的污秽。
So there's a paradigm. It's the more you chase after holiness, the more you see yourself as unworthy.
你请注意哈，摩西他脱鞋以前还不知道天高地厚，他好奇的想来看这，哦呦，这到底发生什么事了哈？啊，其实他都看到了嘛，就是这个荆棘的火烧不坏的这个意象。但是呢，神叫他脱鞋后站在圣地经历这一幕的时候，这个神的显现的时候，他就醒悟过来了，他知道神是那样的崇高圣洁，超越时空啊，信实守约。自己却那样子的污秽、低贱、隐缩啊、隐这退缩、隐藏、不负责任。
So,
因此呢，他就赶紧将自己的脸蒙上，觉得很羞愧啊，何等的不配。
So here we see, before Moses took off his sandals, he was trying to approach the burning bush and see what's going on. Of course, he already seen what's going on. The bush has been on fire, has not consumed.But after God told him to take off his sandals and the place was holy ground where she's standing, he finally realized that how holy and righteous this God is. And he realized how unworthy, how filthy he is. That's why he's become afraid and hide his face.
所以很多人都有相同的感触，越是经历神的圣洁，就会越深感自己的不配。
So that's why there's so many people experience the closer...You see God's holiness. The more you see God's holiness, the more we see ourselves unworthiness.
啊，灵命越好的人，就越觉得他自己是罪恶越深重的人。
The more spiritual you are, the more you think how sinful you are.
啊，每次我们祷告会的时候，我们有一部分有一段时间是认罪祷告。
So, during our prayer meeting, there's a part is confession.
我发现我们很多很属灵的 这些弟兄姐妹，可是在认罪的祷告的时候，他就哇越讲越多。
So we can see a lot of brothers and sisters during this period of time, and then they talk more and more and more.
因为当我们越靠近主，我们就越发现自己是何等的污秽。
So the more closer we move towards God, the more we can see how filthy we are.
保罗他在信主之前，其实在道德上已经无可指责了。
So we can see Paul, before he meet God, he is blameless.
没有人可以在他生活当中挑出任何一个一根刺、一个麻烦。
And nobody can say any bad things about him.
那他最初刚信主的时候，自称自己是使徒当中最小的一个，哎，也够谦卑了。
But when he met with God, he called himself the least of all disciples.
开玩笑，圣经新约有一半是他写的。
But of course, that is the thing.
可是他还自己很谦卑的说，他自己是使徒中最小的一个。
But he humbly called himself the least among all the disciples.
那传道多年之后呢，他就改称自己是圣徒当中，圣徒就是基督徒当中啊最小的一个。
So after so many years of preaching the gospel, he called himself the least among all.
哇，这大有进步哈！可是到晚年的时候，他竟然称自己是罪人中的罪魁。
But we can see later in his years.He called himself, he is the worst sinners of all sinners.
所以我们可以看见这个大道理。与主越接近的人，越看见自己的污秽。
So it plain explains the, what we said, the closer you are to be with God, and then the more you can see how, the more you can see how unworthy you are.
就好像我们看到越洁白的一个纸的上面一点黑点哦，你就觉得都看出来了。
So that's why when there's a white plain paper, there's a little tiniest imperfection you can see it.
盼望主光照我们之后，我们也同样看见我们自己是何等的污秽，以至于我们可以回应神的圣洁。
So when the light of God shine upon us and we can see our unworthiness, and so we can respond to Him.
我们教会成立快四十年了，好快啊！
So our church has been established for almost 40 years.
那我不晓得我们过去教会发展为什么这么困难。
So I don't know why it's so hard for us to grow.
但我相信就跟摩西一样，这四十年如一日绝对不是神对我们的心意。
But I believe just like Moses, this 40 years, a steady 40 years, is not what God desires.
这是我们的亏欠啊。
It's our short to God.
我们不能够学习像摩西一样甘愿平庸，而要学习后来的摩西有生命的突破。
So we cannot follow the earlier Moses, but later that to have a life breakthrough.
当我们请看这个表格，生命突破是有一个目的的，并且可以带来一个不一样的结果。
So breakthrough your life has purpose, and then it will achieve different result.
我们可以看见，当我们可以登山敬拜，我们可以领受异象，可以尊主为圣，都是为了神的目的。
So we can see when we worship on the mountain and build up our regular devotion, we can experience God's presence.
求主帮助我们，让我们不单单只是生活目标自我锁定、自我限制。反而为着神的荣耀的缘故，应该将人生的目标放在一个更高、更远，祈求上帝来扩张我们生命的帐幕。
So may God help us not to limit our life to the current, but to have broader vision.
我相信我们每一个人被造都有一个目的。
I believe God called us; He has a purpose for us.
我更相信神带领我们来这个教会，也都有他的目的。
And I believe God lead us to this church. He has His purpose.
我相信你今天在这里出现也都不是偶然的。
And I do believe you show up here today has a purpose.
当然，我也相信很多人选择来这个南城县、南加州这一带是为了好好的退休养老啊。
But I know there are some people who wants to choose Southern California to retire.
这是我们的目的嘛？不就是这样子这么简单
？Yeah, that's our purpose. Is that simple?
但是我告诉你。上帝对你的目的并不只限于如此。
But I'm telling you, your purpose that God has given you.
就像摩西当年在山上觉得哇，这个陶渊明的生活很好啊，但是这不是上帝的目的。
Like when Moses was working as a shepherd, he might be satisfied with his life, but that's not the purpose God has given him.
因为我相信神对你的生命有一个更大的一个期待，因为耶稣说他来是叫你得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I know God called you here to give you a purpose because God, Jesus said, I come here to give you life and a greater purpose.
这不关乎你的年纪，也不关乎你的性别啊。
It has nothing to do with your age or gender.
但是你有没有心愿意回应神？
But do you have the willingness to respond to God?
假如你甘于平庸，满足现状，就像当时的摩西一样，我相信那也不是上帝对你的心意。
So if you're just happy where you are, like Moses before, I don't think that's the purpose God wants you to have.
虽然我不晓得神要怎么样来赐福你，要怎么样带领你接下来的生命，但是我相信一件事情，那是当你愿意有生命的突破，就像摩西一样，你的生命将会带来一个极大的祝福。
So I don't know what kind of purpose God has given you, but I do believe when you found it, your life, you will have a life breakthrough.
新年的新开始，我们盼望每一个人，我们都在神的面前好好立志，来经历，一起经历生命的突破。
So in this new year, I hope we all stand before God and promise Him to have a to break through our old life.
因为圣经应许我们。那靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So because Bible promises we can do everything.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
让我们一起来立志回应，愿意更向高处行。我们来唱这首歌来回应，在神面前的一个回应。新的一年，立志向高处行。我静止